John, Essex, if you like, showed that the bookies can be wrong last season. We were everybody's, well, their favourites to go down. We won the league. This season, we're their favourites to win the league. let's hope that they won't be wrong this time.
Well, I agree with you, Paul. The fact is that, as you know, when you're sitting at the top of the pile, there's only one way for you to go. So, yeah, it's going to be hard. I mean, I think, if we're honest with ourselves, are we going to win the championship again? We're going to go out and give it our best shot, and that is the plan. But I really want to make sure we consolidate our place and remain in Division One. I think Division One cricket is important to us. And once again, if we were to win it again, and we have the squad, we have the players, we have the talent, and we have the passion to do it. So, you know, yes, we could do it, but we had some luck. You know, things went our way last year. Cricket is a game where one day, you know, if the luck is with you, you come out on top. But it can just as easy go the other way. And we know from last season, our game against Middlesex at Lords, they let us off by not putting us in, enforcing the follow-on. That could have gone against us. And we hung on here to a draw against Lancashire. I mean, thoroughly deserved in terms of the way Dan Lawrence batted that day. But there are two games that right at the start of the season we could have lost, and it would have been a very different picture. As it was, you take it. When it comes your way, you take the luck. And we played well this last season. We did play very well, and so to come out with 10 wins and 4 draws is a pretty special achievement. And it was a great year for us, and we're going to try and do it again this year.
And in your short term of tenure as chairman, it's been success, and hopefully success again, hasn't it? Promotion from Division One, which was an achievement, to Division One, sorry, which was an achievement in itself.
It was.
And then winning the title last season. Not only winning it, but, I mean, with, if you
did
like,
it inspire?
10 out of 14 wins and not a defeat in sight. So that's incredible, isn't it?
I mean, and that's all credit to the boys here. And I think what we showed is that when the team believes in each other and supports each other, you can do amazing things. And when everybody comes together, and I've always said that to me, winning the championship was very much a Team Essex. And by Team Essex, I mean Essex cricket. Everybody involved at this club had a part to play in winning that trophy. If you have a split club and you've got issues in-house, and that rubs off. But here we are a very united club. We're very strong. We're all focused on the same thing. We all pull our weight and help each other. And that goes right through wherever you're working here, whether you're in a steward, you're in the commercial department, in the shop, everybody is part of Team Essex. And that we go forward with that mindset again this year. So, yeah.
And it hasn't been success because of checkbook cricket, has it? Because I know that's one thing you were mindful of right from the very start. Mm-hmm. We wanted success, but there was no way in which we were going to buy it. A, because we couldn't afford it, and B, because you weren't going to see the club in financial difficulty.
That's very true. I've said all along, and I won't change my stance, despite pressure from certain people to do that. I'm not prepared to do things that we can't afford. And a good example of that was when Sam Northeast decided he was leaving Kent. Essex was interested. Of course we're interested. We're an ambitious club, and talent like that doesn't come around every day. But he was at a price that, we couldn't afford. Two, the length of contract that he was looking for goes against all we believe in here at Essex. And so we dropped out of the race. But yeah, I mean, if he'd been looking at a slightly different figure, we would have had more interest in him. But as soon as he started talking, the numbers he was and the length of contract, we had to step back. But that's not because we're not ambitious. You know, we will always, always be involved if the right people become available for this club, but not at a price that we simply cannot afford.
Right, and absolutely right. And I mean, that is the way forward, because I think almost becoming like football now. Some counties are experiencing severe financial problems, aren't they? And you won't hear that about Essex, which is...
They are indeed. You know. And the one thing that we do not have is any financial problems. You know, we are very sound financially. We are safe. We don't owe anybody anything. What you see here is bought and paid for. Yeah. And that way you can sleep comfortably at night in your bed without the fear of someone knocking on the door. But yes, I want to make this ground better. You know, you want to give people who come here a great experience. So I'm very conscious that the ground needs some work done to it. The current ground development is on hold at the moment for financial reasons as much as anything else. But so whatever happens, I want this. My legacy is that I want this to be the best non-test match ground in the country. We're not far off it in terms of passion and commitment and desire. We're up there with the very best of the big clubs. But in terms of stadium size, then we have to move steadily. But we have got ideas and what we want to do to make it an even more pleasurable experience to come and watch cricket at Chelmsford. But once again, I can only reinforce my sort of philosophy is you don't do it if you can't afford it.
No, indeed. The challenges have increased, if anything, haven't they? I mean, the first challenge for you as chairman was to see the club back into Division One,
yep.
which we graced last season. So mm-hmm. we're there on merit. But then, of course, the expectation from everybody is increased, isn't it? People are now sort of talking, yeah, we won the championship. Now, what about the 2020 and the RL50? Natural, I suppose.
Well, it is natural because everybody likes success, and we've demonstrated that we can do it in the championship. And if you think about the 50 over game, which we just lost out to a great game here with Notts last year, I mean, there were 300, I don't know, I think it was 350 or whatever the scores were, but that was a 700 run match.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. I mean, there was no disgrace. We lost a great game of cricket, but we were that close to getting to a Lord's final.
Well, so. It would have graced a final, wouldn't it?
It would have done.
Yeah.
That sort of game, if we'd had that game against Notts at a as a Lord's final, that would have been ideal for cricket.
Yeah.
Because it was a super game here.
Yeah.
So, you know, yes, and this year we'd like to win a one-day trophy. Of course we would.
Yeah.
But to me, you know, the pinnacle is winning the championship. You are measured by how many championships you win.
Yeah.
When people talk about the great Surrey and Yorkshire side, it's all about the championships they won.
Yes.
So that's my... And to me, that ensures that Test cricket remains in the right place. Test cricket should always, and I hope it continues to be, although I'm nervous, that should always be at the top of everybody's aim to play Test cricket. That is how you are judged as a cricketer, as a nation, and I long hope that this does not drift. But I do have reservations about the way the game is going, and it would be a sad day if suddenly Test cricket is not seen as the very pinnacle of cricket.
Yeah, well, indeed, there are all sorts of issues which we'll come and talk about again some other time, I think, because not only Test cricket but our own domestic game is under pressure.
It is.
That's a subject for the future. John, let's enjoy the success we're having and long may it continue.
Absolutely. Look forward to talking to you during the season.
Looking forward to it. Okay. Thank you.